I trust that you've succeeded in your task. I'm in no mood to tolerate any more failures. I told you this would be no easy task. You're lucky I'd come along, or it would have never worked. Enough. Just bring the body here and leave me. No, I will not explain myself. My reasons are my own, and our Lord tasked me with finishing the job. Or are you telling me that you've started to question him now? I thought not. Now go, and see to it that I am not disturbed. Oh, hero, hero, hero. What a shame you ended up like this. All that effort in order to defeat us. You came so close. But in the end, your noble nature held you back from finishing the job. Ah, I wonder, can you hear me while you're in that state? You know, if it were anyone other than you, I would have sliced them to ribbons when the opportunity presented itself. But given our history now, I felt it was appropriate to savor the moment. What's that? No disagreements? I am so glad that you agree. I have to admit, I never thought that you'd cause so many problems for my master. Though, you and me, we're more alike than you dare to acknowledge. We're just nobodies in a sea of nobodies. Yet somehow you managed to survive where the others didn't. You managed to fell beasts even veteran heroes and adventurers couldn't. I should raise a toast in your honor. In fact, I think I will. We have the time. Here's to the world's last best hope, the finest of the heroes. May his death bring forth an age of conquest, of eternal despair to all of those who stand in our way. You know, I will miss our little skirmishes. Listen to me, getting caught up in nostalgia. Look at you, powerless to stop me, to stop any of us. Would you like to know a secret? There were so many times I watched you just like this, by a campfire at the inn, just out of sight. Your friends standing sentry? They were none the wiser. Speaking of which, when you're gone, your friends will be next. Don't worry, I'll be sure to make it quick. No need to prolong their misery. With you gone, it won't matter what they do. Stay and fight, run and hide. We will find them. It's funny, you were such a pain in my side for so long. Do you remember the first time we met? I played the part of the damsel in distress and allowed you and your cohorts to rescue me. Oh, God, you were so easily predictable. Oh, and so gullible, too. And yet, still. You were sweet and sincere. The way you held me as I pretended to weep on your shoulder, and how you cared for my dignity as my injuries were seen to. The truth is, it sickened me. You were like a lost puppy every time you laid your eyes on me. Watching your face brighten up every time you saw me made me want to slap it. Oh, and to think, I was worried that you would catch on. I thought you were setting me up for an ambush when you took me on that date. Oh, but I did come prepared. I had those extra knives and that sleeping draught concealed in my dress the entire time. Ah, and that was the first date that anyone ever took me on. Oh, but do you know what the best part was? Even when I showed you my true colors, you still wanted to believe in me. As I said, so gullible. I mean, honestly, you fell for the very same trick. You must have known it was a trap, and look where you are now, sleeping peacefully with me watching over you. Still, I suppose I should thank you. You know, for forgiving me even after I betrayed you. Like the fool you are. Stupid, noble, beautiful fool. Well, all good things, I suppose. After getting to know you, I find myself wondering if things could have been different. If we had met before all this had started. With my aid and your skill, and a lot of luck, together we would have been strong enough to defeat my master. We could have ruled this world, side by side, ushered in a new age of wonder. Or we could have moved far away from all of this, found a nice home next to the sea, and settled down to raise a family. It's been so long since I lived my days in any kind of peace. I can scarcely remember what it feels like. Damn you! I can't let anyone else take you from me! I hate what you've done! The thoughts and the hope that you gave to me! And what you promised me that night by the fire! I hear your words at night as I go to sleep. Even my dreams are haunted by that damn smile. I should rid myself of these feelings before it's too late. How should I end things? A knife to the heart would be the simplest way, but it doesn't feel right for someone who's done this to me. Made me feel this way. Maybe I should get a spell scroll and reduce you to ashes. Fuck no, that won't work. If I was going to burn you, I'd want to hear the screams and see the pain and fear in your eyes. Tormenting you is beyond my reach like this. Perhaps I'll freeze you in a block of ice to keep around forever. And then I'll smash it to pieces when I have no more need of you. What to do? I'm drawing this out too long. I have minions to oversee, spies to put in place, and rivals for my master's favor to outwit. I just need to get this over with and just not think about it. There's no need for anything too complicated or flashy. Just get it done. Focus. Remember who you are. What you came here to do. The knife between the ribs and push down. Oh, come on. Come on. No, fuck. God damn it, my hands haven't shaken like this in years. Why now? No, I can do this. I can do this. I have to do this. Okay. I can't do this. I can't. God, what have you done to me? If you're hearing any of this, I'm writing you a letter detailing what my master's next plan is. If you want the slimmest chance to save this kingdom from him, then you'll have to find your friends and make haste to the capital. Don't worry. Once the poison wears off, you should be fine. All right, I need to leave. I've taken too long already, and it'll be sure to raise suspicions. But hey, don't fret. I'll find you when this is all over. And then, and only then, will I see you. But until then, do try to stay alive.